The Mariners looking for their fifth straight win, trying to get back to 500, taking on the Twins. We pick it up 1-0 Minnesota in the third. Mike Zunino facing Adalberto Mejia.
Mike Zunino, high and deep, say goodbye.
Got a tie ball game at 1-1. DH tonight, Carlos Ruiz.
Look at Chase going deep, back to back,
you
baby.
Can do it, I can do it better.
Upper deck, Carlos Ruiz with a home run, his first as a Mariner. And Seattle leads it 2-1.
Joe Mauer ties up this game. Dozier now the go-ahead run on its second. Mauer at first, and here's third baseman Miguel Sano. Swing and a drive deep to left center field. This one is going and going, gone. Goodbye, baseball. And the Twins now lead the ball game 5-2.
5-3 Twins.
Swing, pummeled right field. No doubt about it.
Mariners are within a run.
Ben Gamble on at first base. The tie and run. Two outs.
2-1 to Zunino.
That a boy.
He hit it.
He got it.
He hit it.
He got
deep.
It.
We're going.
He got it.
Mike Zunino just walked off Minnesota.
Mike Zunino, the hero, as the Mariners win a season-best fifth straight game, walking off with a 6-5 victory. Seattle gets back to the 500 mark after 60 games. They improved to 9-1 in their last 10 contests. Ben Gamble extends his hitting streak to 10 games. And Gene Segura was inked to a 5-year contract extension earlier on Wednesday with a club option for 2023. Kyle Seager spoke after the Mariners' fifth straight win, but before that, his son Crew talked about his dad's home run.
Crew, did you see Daddy's home run?
Yeah.
What'd you think? Did he hit it far?
Yeah.
Do you like it when Daddy hits home runs?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you do when Daddy hits home runs?
He gets to go in the clubhouse when Daddy hits home runs.
He gets to go in the clubhouse when Daddy hits home runs, is that right?
He gets to go in the clubhouse.
All right. So that's what Crew's motivation is, for you to hit home runs.
Yes, if I hit home runs and we win, he gets to go in the clubhouse and usually get ice cream. So it's a big day for him.
Okay, and very, very important questions here. What kind of ice cream is little Crew going to get?
He's a big vanilla guy. He likes vanilla ice cream.
It doesn't go too far off the rails, though, huh?
Yeah, I kind of like vanilla, too, so it works out.
All right. Tell me about your long ball tonight that made Crew so happy to come into this clubhouse.
It was just kind of battling. They were able to get some runs on us early, and, Gallardo really.
Okay?
I'm okay. Thank you, though. But, Gallardo really, settled in there and threw a good game for us. And then, Zunino and Chooch with the big swings earlier. It was just it was a good win for us, good comeback for us.
Yeah, the thing about it is, it was a comeback, and this team right now, it seems like there's a different mindset. Just because you're behind in a game, that doesn't mean anything.
No, we have a good offense. We believe what we have in here. We know what, what this team's capable of, and, days like today were great. We weren't able to get a lot of hits, and thank you, buddy. Not allowed to get a lot of hits, and, still able to come away with a win.
Mike Zunino, the hero, with two home runs as Seattle wins their fifth in a row.
This team's had a lot of fight as of late. We knew we weren't out of it. Gamble did a great job there getting on base, and I was just able to get a good pitch to hit.
2-0. You're 2-0. You're thinking, all right, I'm hunting. You don't get it on 2-0, and then what do you get on 2-1?
I got a sinker sort of up and away. I knew I had to get it up, and I was able just to get the barrel to it, and that's all I was trying to do.
All right, so that moment where you realize that the barrel is to it and you know where that's going, right center field and it's over the fence, just take me through your mindset.
Yeah, that's been the approach. That's really been the main focus in BP and all the cage work. So it's nice to be able to see that happen, and it's just nice to be in that opportunity.
Okay, Mike, we've seen the power from you before, but the patience, the walk tonight, and the consistency from you. Where are you right now in your development as a hitter?
It's getting better. I think that's the biggest thing. We sort of have a routine to follow now. We sort of got everything to work with, and I never had that before.
Oh,
first time. I hit you on the head tonight.
No, it's good. It's just really cold.
Okay.
But it's just the routine that I've been able to work on every day and sort of break down my swing piece by piece, and it's been nice to see some results.
Okay, let's talk big picture with this team, because I think at a different point in this season, maybe a four-run inning is difficult to come back from, but yeah. Not now, not with this team right now.
Guys have been putting really good at-bats together, and when you can do it from top to bottom, it's been fun to be a part of, and hopefully we can keep this rolling. We know we got a good team. We just got to keep playing good baseball.
The Mariners get back to the 500 mark. Manager Scott Servais spoke after the game.
Great effort by our guys all night. Just didn't quit, kept battling. I thought with the pitching, I thought Gardo threw the ball really well tonight. you know, he ran into the stumbling block. It's two quick outs in the fifth. Fell behind the nine-hole hitter. He hits a double. The walk to Dozier, you know, and it kind of got caught in the netting there. And it's happened to him a few times, you know, this year. And you know, made the mistake to Sano. So other than that, I thought Gallardo threw the ball about as good as he has in, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. He was on top of his game. He just had that one pocket. Fortunately, we were able to overcome it. You know, we got a huge night for him. Zunino, obviously, but Ruiz chipping in with the home run was great. Seager picking up the home run later to give us in one. Bullpen did a nice job. Really a team effort, but, you know, to hang in there and really excited for Mike Zunino. Everybody, you know, knows the ability he has, but to try to see him get the performance. And that's ultimately, he's worked his tail off. He has bought in to kind of the new swings mechanics, and he should, because he's getting great results right now.
How about about Mike in that at-bat as, say, if he had that at the beginning of the season?
Well, I think he hit a pitch he probably wouldn't have hit in the beginning of the season. I think the most exciting thing for me is the swing he took. He wasn't trying to pull the ball out of the ballpark. He just put a good swing on it, and he's very strong, very gifted, a lot of power. It just got to make good contact. Funny, you know, he's sitting there, he walks at the plate, and Edgar says to me, he goes, this is a good matchup. This guy throws a good sinker, and that's what Z hits. And lo and behold, 3 pitches later, we're walking away. So awesome, awesome night by our guys to hang in there. And, you know, without Cruz in the lineup, everybody chipping in again.
How about Gamble before that, too, to kind of keep things alive?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's what you got to do, just kind of keep the line moving, give it opportunity to the next guy. And, you know, Z got in a good count and took care of it. But, everybody contributed. And throughout the last 10 games we play, that's what it's been. It's been a bullpen guy. It's been starters. It's been big hits. It's been home runs. And that's what it takes to put a streak together.
Chooch and DH, I mean, you kind of.
Chooch.
Yeah, I wish I could take all the credit for that. No, I mean, Chooch hasn't played in a while. But Chooch, you know, historically has been very good against left-handed pitching. You know, with Cruz out today, the bench guys and moving, so trying to get as many right-handed bats as we could in there. It's not ideal. You play both your catchers and you look up and they both hit home runs. So great night. That's what it takes. And no doubt, everybody feeling good about where they're at on the ball club, knowing their role, and just trying to help their teammates out, help the group come together, and that's what we got right now.
Getting back to 500, that a big deal for you guys at this point in the season? Or?
We're playing good ball, and I think that's the big thing, is playing up to your capability, and we certainly weren't doing that early in the season. We had the horrible stretch. We couldn't score any runs, and it's just nice to come to the ballpark. Guys have a smile on their face. They can't wait to get the game going because they know it's some way we're going to be in a competitive ball game and find a way to win it.
Up next, the series concludes on Thursday with Christian Bergman on the hill for the M's.